The Grand Marais Art Colony was established in 1947. Its mission is to provide services to artists, promote art education, and nurture art in our community. Carolyn Fritz, the Art Colony's events director, is with us here in studio this morning. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Tracy.
Another organization that just doesn't stop.
That's right. You would think December is a slow time, but we've got a lot going on still.
Okay, let's just, you know, what's up first?
Well, we have Community Ink Day coming up next weekend, the 13th. And that is an event we have a couple times a year, and it's a chance for the community to come in and try their hand at printmaking. It's $5 per person, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m., so you can just drop on by. And there is a professional printmaker there to guide you through the ways of printmaking. It's a great chance to make your own holiday card if you want, or just to create something for your room. It's a really fun time and open to all ages, too.
Potentially, you could make a few gifts.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. The process that we use for this Community Ink Day is called monoprint. So it's a combination of painting and printing. So you're going to first paint on a piece of plexiglass, and then you'll print that on paper.
Ooh. And like you said, all ages. So that would be a fun family
event. It sure would be. Yeah, it's kind of a foolproof art activity, which mm-hmm. is great.
Because sometimes when the holidays get rolling full steam, you don't always have a chance to sit back and just spend some time together.
That's right. You could stay the whole time on Saturday, or you could just come for 15 or 20 minutes if you want. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds good. And part of the holidays includes finding special gifts for everyone who's very special to you. Art Colony can help with that.
We sure can. We have a gallery store at the Art Colony, and it is filled with original fine art. We have new jewelry in. We have some paintings by Alice Powell. We have Brian Hansel photography. We have Joan Farnham and Anne Warren pottery. And we also, at our arts festival every year, they all donate a piece to the store. So we have some of those left. So if you had your eye on something at the arts festival and you didn't quite make the purchase, we've got some things in the store as well.
Well, that's kind of a great hot tip, because there were lots of fun things. And then you're like, oh, I'm too late. Mm-hmm. But you're not.
We've sold out some things, but we still have a couple really nice pieces from the Arts Festival, including some pottery by Bob Briscoe and J.D. Jorgensen. So,
some more opportunities. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we are busy in December, but you have to look out into the future and start your new year.
We do, yes. We have an opening reception for an exhibit on Friday, January 9th. It is a solo exhibit for Lynn Speaker, who lives in Minneapolis but is one of the Art Colony board members and received a Minnesota State Arts Board grant this year to have an exhibit and explore some new work. So in the past, she's done a lot of drawings with gunpowder, so she makes little explosions and makes drawings out of them. And from what she said, this is totally new work that she's working on, and it's going to be part installation and then part drawings on the wall. So,
will this be the first time it is shown?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be brand new work for her, and the first time it'll be revealed. So I haven't even seen any of it, and I'm excited to see it.
So if you are still just wondering what to do when the holidays are over with, there's one to pop on the calendar already. And of course, time to get some things organized as well. You've got some deadlines coming up.
We do, yes. We have our annual artist in residence applications due here on Friday, December 12th, so next Friday. And this year, we're actually going to have two artists in residence, one in the print studio and then one in the Founders Hall. So that, you know, could be anyone from a writer to a painter to a dancer. So the Founders Hall is open to a wider range of mediums. And the applications are online, and you can call us with any questions.
Now, if you just need to get out of town, the Art Colony can help you with that, too.
Yes, and think to spring if you need something to look forward to in the warmer weather. We're planning an art excursion to the Twin Cities, which will feature a lot of behind-the-scenes activities in Twin Cities art venues. And some of the highlights are going to be George Morrison has a retrospective that will be in the cities, and the curator and Hazel Belva will be leading an exclusive tour of that exhibit, which should be really great. And then we're also have the opportunity to tour a Minnesota art collector's home and see his collection in his home, along with many other things, including going to the Minnesota Center for Book Arts and the Walker Art Center. And that is April 21st through the 25th, so springtime.
Well, and that certainly are some spots or places you wouldn't be going to otherwise.
Right, yeah. And in some of the museums, too, we'll be talking with curators and directors, so getting a little bit more behind-the-scenes look at these larger art venues in the cities.
Wow. We've been speaking with Carolyn Fritz of the Grand Marais Art Colony. The Art Colony is located on West 3rd Avenue in Grand Marais, two blocks up from the harbor. For more information, it's available online at grandmarriesartcolony.org or by phone at 387-2737. What have we missed, Carolyn?
Well, on top of all this other stuff we have going on, we also have classes filling December and January, including Beginning Clay with Joan Farnham, and a couple classes with Anna Hess. So stop on by or give us a call if you're interested in some classes.
All right. Lots going on. Thanks for making all those big contributions, Art Colony.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great holidays, Carolyn.
You too, Tracy.
All right. We'll talk to you next year.
Next year.